You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Football Friday here on The Fan. Aaron Hawksworth with you until 10 o'clock. We're going to get to some football, but since the Nats just beat the Cubs 9-3, we're going to ride this wave a little bit. I was talking to JT the Vic, and I mean, we just can't believe that it feels like 10 runs is the new norm for this team. I don't know quite how to handle it. I don't know where you're at. Are you cautiously optimistic like me? Is this the new norm? Are you nervous, confident? Where are you at? We're taking your calls, 1-800-636-1067. A lot of you have been waiting, so I'm going to get to Tom in Arlington first. What's up, Tom? You're on The Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, Aaron. I don't want to get like greedy and expect 9-10 runs every night. But having said that, the Nats are like offensively are like a team with two leadoff hitters, both with power, and then you're essentially got to run the gauntlet of seven cleanup hitters, all of whom can kill you. And my last comment is Mary Ellen on hold was tougher in the fifth grade than many grown men.
I love it. Great call, Tom. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So Tom's not going to get greedy about the runs, but he loves the lineup, says it's really, really good. Let's see how Ray in Temple Hills feels. What's up, Ray? You're on The Fan with Aaron Hawksworth.
Hey, what's going on, Aaron? It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. We have to hear your voice on the radio a lot more.
Oh, well, I'm glad you feel that way. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, I got two quick things. First of all, Dwight going to the Lakers, all we need him to do is get 15 points, 10 rebounds. Now, with the Nationals.
Are you a Dwight Howard fan?
No, I'm a Laker fan. Definitely not a Dwight fan.
Okay. Well, I feel bad. I mean, if I'm a Laker fan, I'm pulling my hair out right now. I mean, things are getting weird over there. I mean, the Clippers seem like the better team in L.A. to me.
We're for right now, but once we get our feet up under us, we'll be fine.
All right, Now,
with the Nationals, I feel like if we can keep the bats hot, you see, we're having fun. We're going out there looking forward to hitting the home run so we can come back and dance in the dugout, you know, do our little dugout dance. But I feel like we can keep it going because everybody's happy. Nobody's complaining. We don't have the diva in Philly no more. So I think we're good. I feel really good about us.
You know, that is a great point. Thank you so much, Ray. He mentioned having fun because when I've been in that clubhouse in seasons past, it seemed intense. Seemed like the guys weren't as loose. Maybe they weren't having as much fun. And perhaps right now they are. I mean, scoring about 10 runs a game will fix that for you. Let's go to Mary in Alexandria. Hey, Mary, you're on The Fan.
Hey, hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, I've been a Nats fan since the bad old days. And this team somehow feels different. I mean, I was at every single playoff game since, you know, 2012. And somehow this team feels like it can, like, you know, like I like the way they scored runs today. So they, you know, it was more station to station. It wasn't like it depending on like the big blast to come from nowhere. Mm-hmm. So it feels good. I'm cautiously optimistic.
All right. I'm with you, Mary. Thank you so much for the call. So having fun feels different. I have to agree. I agree with Mary. I like that call. Thomas and Bowie, you're on The Fan. Are you enjoying this Nats ride or what?
Hello.
What's up, Thomas?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Thomas and Bowie.
Hey, can you hear me?
Just want to say that I haven't enjoyed a Washington team like this in a long time, and I'm just going to ride this wave of excitement for as long as I can. I was watching the game against the Pirates the other night, and we were only up 2-1, and I was talking to the television saying, Howie, hit a home run. And lo and behold, what did Howie do? Howie hit a home run. I said, man, I don't know how long I can stand this kind of excitement with the Nats, but they're that excited right now. thank you for taking my call, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. Everyone's in a good mood. It's Friday. The Nats just beat the Cubs 9-3. It's a good day. So let's go to Tony in Highland. Where are you at, Tony, with the Nats right now?
I am cautiously optimistic. And let me tell you something, Aaron. If you're not cautiously optimistic with what the Nats are going on right now, you really don't know too much about baseball, because that bullpen is, that's just very shaky, very, very shaky. And if the Lerners don't give Rizzo a little bit of room to do what he wants to do and make things happen the way things can happen, then, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm a real big Nats fan. Yeah. And I want them to go. Of course, everybody who is a fan wants them to make it happen, but man, you got to get some people in, you got to get some horses in that bullpen, and I just don't see them having it.
So you're thinking maybe at some point the bullpen's really going to let you down?
Oh, absolutely. They have in the past. I mean, all this year. I mean, really, Aaron, they could be like 80 wins. They should be 80 wins.
Yeah, but when they've been so dominant like that in the regular season, we've seen what's happened come postseason. So I'm not really mad at the way things have been ramping up here.
Right, and I love what my man said earlier. I forgot his name, but we got rid of the diva. He's over there in Philly, man. That's great. That is beautiful. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the Nats fans, little sneak diss to one Bryce Harper. Okay, I see you. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. What's up, Chris?
Hello, Aaron. I'm very cautious, and it mainly revolves around Max Scherzer. Do we have any report on how he's feeling today, a day after he pitched? And because bullpen, yeah, that's caution. But really, come on, Max, that's what we need. Is he feeling good today? Because today or tomorrow, that's when we'll know if he's back.
Yeah. Well, he did say he's feeling good, but that is a place where I would be concerned too. And so hopefully he handles everything the way he needs to, because the Nationals are certainly going to need him down the stretch and in the postseason. All right, let's go to Jason in Chantilly. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Aaron. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, like, I am, like, 75% optimistic. That 25% reserve is just because I've been a huge Cavs fan, and I've seen better regular season teams than this Nats team fail there. But this team also kind of reminds me of another hockey team that just won last year, and that's the St. Louis Blues, with the turnaround they're having this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you, because it's like, it seems exciting and it's different. It's new territory, and I think that's why you're excited, because something just feels different. But also it's like, just going to take my foot off the brake a little bit and not get too carried away with all this excitement. All right, we'll take a couple more, then we got to take a break. Let's go to Chris next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to say, just real quick, I think you guys should get some new producers for the shows. It's all a bunch of jerks. Thank you.
Whoa. That wasn't very nice. What happened with that? Awkward. Okay. On that note, we're going to take a break. Mike Jones of USA Today is going to join us. We're going to get his thoughts. We're going to pivot, talk about the Redskins dress rehearsal game in Atlanta last night. We'll talk to Mike Jones of USA Today, and maybe if we have time, go a little around the league. And then I want to take your calls on who impressed you, who was hot in that third preseason game, and who was not. We're back on The Fan. Welcome back to Overtime on The Fan. I'm Aaron Hawksworth. We're with you all the way until 10 o'clock. How about all those Nationals fans weighing in? That was fun. Unexpected way to start the show, and I like it. I didn't think we were going to start this show until about 6:30, but we were blessed with an extra half hour right there at the beginning. So with that, I really wanted to start and dive into a little bit of Redskins talk, since they did play in that third preseason dress rehearsal game last night. Let's get to Mike Jones of USA Today. He covered the Redskins for a long time for the Washington Post. I know he's keeping a close eye on the team, even though he covers the entire league. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Aaron? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I was a little thrown off because I thought we were going to hear your signature Mike Jones song. And so I'm like looking at PJ Elliott, our producer. I'm like, is Mike there?
Yeah, we got some little more soulful.
I like it. We got to switch it up for you because I think you might get annoyed with that song. The Mike Jones thing. Does that get old for you?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's, you know, I'm still waiting for him to send me my royalty check, but, you know, oh, well, it's fun.
I remember when I first got the job in D.C. and I met you, and I think I said something about that song to you, and you're like, yeah, that's not original. Next.
Yeah, it's been going on for, what, like 97, maybe 2001, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember when that song came out. It was like early 2000s, I think. But
it was
a long
time ago.
Yes.
But, oh, well, it still works.
About 20 years. All right. So I got to ask you, how did you assess the left side of the offensive line without Trent Williams last night?
Well, I didn't cover that game. I was up in Philly covering that game. From what I saw, though, I mean, there was some, you know, decent. There was some bad. You know, it's just going to be a struggle. And I think that they're doing the right thing. And it looks like Case Keenum's going to be that starting quarterback. Don't throw Dwayne Haskins out there behind a really bad left side of the line. Go with Case Keenum. He can make decisions a little bit more quickly. Continue to groom Haskins, prepare him. So that way he's not out there ill-prepared and then getting his confidence wrecked. But, you know, I've been thinking that maybe there's a chance that close to the season, Trent comes, maybe breaks the silence, maybe caves. And there's nothing saying that that's going to be the case, but there's also nothing saying that it won't. You know, I talked to somebody last night who felt like it's going to be handled by the start of the season. Don't know which way it's going to go, but there's still time. Hopefully for the Redskins and for their quarterback's sake, they can get Trent Williams back, but don't know what it's going to take to get him back.
Yeah, I mean, what's the temperature on that? Because I kind of go back and forth to hearing, you know, it seems like they might get something done to, like, absolutely not. I mean, is it in the middle? Where are we with that?
I don't think anybody really knows. It's just people, like, going off of hunches, and, you know, it kind of just depends on the day. You know, every time I check in, you know, I've been told that there's no new movement, nothing significant to speak of. But, again, you just never know. Things can change quickly.
Yeah, what did you make of that report that the Pats had offered, you know, a first-round pick for him?
It wasn't true. I mean, I that's all there is to make of it. But, you know, it was a couple weeks ago somebody said something about the Patriots, and I checked, and somebody told me absolutely not. Then, you know, when that thing came out yesterday, I checked in around the league and stuff, and again was like, you know, somebody actually said, I don't know where you guys keep getting this from. It's not at all true.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
That's what we make of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully they can get things done. And I know the fans would love to see Trent Williams back in burgundy and gold. Darius Geis, finally got a chance to see him. I know fans were really excited about what he did last night. What do you think he'll bring to this team now that he appears to be healthy?
Well, you know, young, fresh, explosive legs. They felt like this is a guy that they can use in a lot of different ways, kind of how the Cowboys use Zeke Elliott, how the Giants use Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying he's going to be that good, but they feel like he has a chance to. But the good thing is they got Adrian Peterson still, so he doesn't have to shoulder that huge load as he continues to work his way back. But I thought it was a good first outing for him. He showed, you know, power, he showed explosiveness, and you saw why the Redskins feel good about his future.
Landon Collins really stood out to me. He was all around the ball, so fun to watch, aggressive. I loved his tackling. This is someone that Redskins fans should be really excited about. What did you see that you like from him? I know you were in Philly, but I know you probably checked in on the game a little bit.
Yeah, from everything I've been able to gather is that, you know, he's been a consistent bright spot for that defense throughout the preseason. You know, tackling has been an issue for the Redskins for some time now. game-changing safety, a big hitter, has been something they've been missing. And it looks like that problem will be fixed with Landon Collins there. You just hope that hopefully, you know, he can stay healthy, no injuries or anything like that, and that, you know, he can really add another element that this defense was missing there, because he definitely has that ability to, you know, really make a difference on that back end.
Let's switch gears to the receiving core. That's an area that's a concern for me. How many receivers do you think they're going to take? And do you think Josh Doctson is going to be one that they keep this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, they don't. It's not like they have a whole lot of guys that are proven or showing that they're way better than Josh Doctson. He, you know, this is the last year of his rookie contract. I think that they'll go out there, give him another shot to see what he can do. And you hope that that wasn't a wasted first-round pick. Maybe he was just a late bloomer. But, you know, you could see five or six receivers. That it looks like they've got a number of young guys that are able to help in a variety of ways. You know, you always look at special teams, play who can play teams. That helps you get a spot on the roster as well. The fact that they don't have a fullback kind of enables them to carry another wide receiver. But it's a lot of young guys outside of Paul Richardson. You know, there's just not a lot of guys that have proven themselves in this league, and you just hope that it's enough for any of these quarterbacks to work with.
Mm-hmm. You were covering the Eagles game last night, of course, week one, Redskins at Eagles. What matchups are really intriguing for you between those two teams in week one?
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting because the Eagles have not played their starters a whole lot. Carson Wentz hasn't played at all during the preseason. He has played, you know, well in practices. I was there Monday and Tuesday they practiced Monday and Tuesday against the Ravens. Saw him on Tuesday, and he looks good. They're just being cautious. Don't want to put him in harm's way. It'll be interesting to see this Redskins pass rush against that Eagles line. They have got everybody back. Everybody except for Lane Johnson played a little bit in last night's game. So the Redskins' defensive front, if they can get to Carson Wentz and disrupt him, then that helps them. Because, you know, scoring points could be a challenge for the Redskins. They've got to find a way to neutralize the other team's offense. And so I think that defensive front, like we're talking about Landon Collins back there, Josh Norman, is he going to be matched up with DeSean Jackson? You know, that's going to be another interesting
one. I'm here for all that.
Exactly, right? So I think that that's going to be the big thing is, you know, how these defensive fronts do against their counterparts, because you look at the Redskins' offensive line, and the Eagles have a really good defensive front. Could really overwhelm them and cause some problems. So I think it's going to be decided in the trenches.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the Eagles not playing their starters in preseason. We saw Sean McVay with the Rams do that last year. It's a topic that comes up from time to time, like how important is the preseason? And one thing I noticed is the Redskins didn't have those joint practices this year, and I kind of feel like if you're doing joint practices and some teams had two sets of them, that can be a real advantage where maybe you don't really need to get your starters a lot of playing time in the preseason. Where are you at with all of that?
Yeah, I think that it is something that, again, if you can do those joint practices, it gives your starters way more reps in those practices than what they would get in a preseason game. And also it's a controlled environment, so the quarterback's not getting hit, the running backs aren't getting wrapped up, but at the same time, you're still seeing an opposing defense, you're working on certain situations, and you're getting to evaluate your guys against another team's starting unit. You know, yeah, like you said, the Redskins didn't have that luxury of practicing against another team.
And it kind of seems like some of the better teams in the league did make a point to do that, and even against two different teams, which you would think the intensity would be much higher in those joint practices, but not to the point of like a live game. But I would think it would be the way to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's when you want to get reps, you want to be able to evaluate, but at the same time, you don't want your guys being taken down. We've seen little skirmishes here and there. Tempers flaring a little bit, but nothing really serious, not like the full-on brawl like we saw in Richmond when the Redskins were playing, hosting the Texans. Nothing at all like that. So this is becoming the way that, teams are going, and I wouldn't be surprised if when the next CBA they trim the preseason and more teams do this, because, like I said, it gives them the opportunity to get more reps from their starters, and then in the games, those guys who are fighting for roster spots are on the field playing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike Jones of USA Today, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have an awesome night.
Thanks. I'll see you, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at last night's victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. It was the dress rehearsal game. Who was hot? Who was not? Who surprised you? 1-800-636-1067. I mentioned Darius. Guys, I really liked what I saw from Landon Collins. Who impressed you? We're back with your calls on the Fan.
Dice in the backfield. First and 10 for the Redskins from the 18-yard line as Geis takes it all the way out to the 30, his best run tonight, gain of 12.
Showing some great quickness, and they're really running left. I mean, does a nice job up inside, turns it up, lowers his shoulders, squares them up, and goes forward. Watch how he does this. Doesn't go sideways, squares it up, going forward.
Oh, yes, we are off and running on this Football Friday on Overtime. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. You can also check us out on the radio.com app. Kenny Albert and Joe Theismann there on the Redskins Broadcast Network. Those first couple runs from Darius Geis, they were nice. P.J. Elliott's son shaking his head. He's a big Geis fan. We'll get to that later in the show. He had a chance to get his autograph and meet Darius Geis in Richmond during training camp. Just an awesome experience for him. So I want to take your calls. 1-800-636-1067. Who impressed you last night? Who was hot and who, quite frankly, was not? And maybe someone surprised you. It could be a coach, could be an entire unit, player. Give me a call on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener line, 1-800-636-1067. For me, I was really impressed with Darius Geis last night. When the Redskins drafted him in the second round, we were all excited to see what he was going to be able to do, how he was going to be able to help this offense. And we saw what the running back was able to do last night. He brought speed. He brought his vision and power, his patience, the quick bursts, the cuts. It was so nice. Last night, he played his first game since that ACL injury, and I think that was what we've all been waiting for. You know, we wanted to see that excitement, and I'm glad that the team was cautious with Geis throughout training camp, and I like the way they handled that situation because he seemed confident. He seemed like he really trusted himself, and it seemed like even after the game, he spoke about it, how he needed to, you know, get back out there and just how good it felt to get that confidence. Can we play some of that, Sam?
Which one did you want?
Never mind. We'll get to Geis after the game in just a second. Let's go to Edward in Bladensburg next. What's up, Edward? Who impressed you last night?
Okay, look, I just want to make sure I understand the caution with people. This man is not starting the season. Case Keenum is a starter. But I think Dwayne Haskins has shown a lot of improvement. He's shown how much he can stand in that pocket. He's shown us how much that body frame and that height means a lot. That arm to deliver the ball. Mm-hmm. He's not forcing the passes down the field where he's thinking, you know, that he has to get another 55-yard touchdown to Robert Davis. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. Take the 7-yard pass and live for another down. How about the pass where he threw it out of the back of the end zone, but he only placed it where a receiver can catch it? So I see improvements out of Haskins. I love what I see. I think a year of sitting and watching, unless injuries happen, he'll be better at what he's doing.
No, I absolutely agree. I think Haskins played his best preseason game. He was at his best towards the end of the game, and of course, he wasn't playing against any of the starters, but it's been great to see the improvement that he has shown. 1-800-636-1067. We're talking about last night's win over the Falcons in Atlanta. We got to see the starters for a half. Geis looked really good. Who was hot? Who was not? And maybe who just surprised you? It could be a player or an entire unit, good or bad. We want to hear from you right now on The Fan. Let's go to Tyler in Stafford next. Hey, Tyler, you're on The Fan. Oh, can you turn your radio down? I can hear the echo.
Yeah, hey, Tyler. Yeah. Hey, I just want to say I thought Darius Geis played great last night. He ran hard. His knee looked good. You know, I think he's going to be a really good part for the Redskins this year, and that's coming from a Cowboys fan. But, you know, I'm excited to see what the kid can do in the league.
Okay, so you're excited about Geis over your guy Zeke right now?
No, not at all. I just want Zeke back on the field.
All right.
I mean, I'm excited that the Redskins got a good back finally.
The Redskins need to convert you.
No, that's not happening.
All right, no more Cowboys fans calling into this show. No, I'm just kidding. It's all love. 1-800-636-1067. That is how good Darius Geis is. He was so good last night that we have Cowboys fans calling in to rave about it. So that just happened. You got to love that. We're talking about who was impressive, who was hot last night, who was not, and who surprised you? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tony in Gainesville next. Hey, Tony, you're on The Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I was just a huge Redskins fan. Really liked what I saw from Haskins, but I do like the idea of him sitting for a year just for the fact that he's going to be sitting with Alex Smith for a whole year. And that's a pretty good brain for him to be picking while he's learning.
Yeah, and Colt McCoy's going to be there as well.
Yeah, not a big Colt fan.
All right, well, I guess the point is he's got some mentors there, some veteran quarterbacks in that quarterback room that he can pick their brain. And I kind of get the sense that even though there is a little bit of, I guess you could call it competition, I think we all know Case is going to be the starter, but it doesn't seem like it's a hostile competition in the Redskins quarterback room.
I don't understand why people are so upset about that, though. Like, I think Keenum's a very competent quarterback. Like, he's very similar to Cousins back in the day. It's nothing great, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you're okay with Keenum beating Peterson. You're okay with Keenum being the starter then?
No, definitely. With the defense as strong as it is and the three-headed running back with Geis, Peterson, and Thompson, yeah, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Tony in Gainesville, thank you so much for the call. We have our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman. He's going to call us at the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to ask him his takeaways from that dress rehearsal game last night. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.